So we're just going to relax and breathe. Taking a long, slow, deep breath into our heart space. Giving ourselves the opportunity to just relax and breathe. Finding peace and ease and grace right here. There is ever that space of peace underlying all of this seeming chaos. There is harmony and grace and kitty cats who are meowing who want to come up. That's so cute. Maybe she'll make it. And as we just relax and focus on the adorableness of the kitty cat coming up, and passing by on the Zoom screen. And feeling how it feels to take some time to just move into a sweeter space of ease and comfort and relaxation. Trusting and knowing that we each have an inner being, that we each are the leading edge of thought, that we each are divinely, infinitely connected to Source. We are that. We are. It is the very essence of who we are. And sometimes we remember and sometimes we don't. But Abraham talks about our endless creation of what's in our vortex and how we can just stay in alignment and what's in our vortex comes to us. And I stumbled across a long Abraham quote from many years ago, at least 8 or 10 years ago. And Abraham said, we're just gonna speak for a little bit about what's in your vortex. We're talking about you collectively as a nation, as world consciousness. What's in your vortex now that was not there prior to this? So what's there now? What's beneficial, focused, pointed desires are now attracting the attention of Source that we're not so poignantly doing so before. So we're going to speak with one voice, but it's a collective consciousness voice. And we're going to put it into the word of I because we want you to understand it's coming from your point of view, from your human physical point of view. I want to be happy. I want to feel good. I want to know that all is well. I want to feel lighthearted and uplifted. I want to thrive, and I want those around me to thrive too. They said, we lean too hard, too fast in the direction of your inner being, which you may not be a vibrational match to yet. So you may not be able to feel the resonance. So we're going to step back from the generalities that your inner being is feeling so strongly. And we're going to address more specifically the I wants from your human perspective as your vortex is just now pulsing in a stronger way. I want a safe world. I want a world where those following us, our children and their children, where they can feel playful and eager about their life experience. I want more people to feel better because I want more people to be nicer. I want more people to feel more stable and fewer people to feel threatened. I want softer and gentler. I want things to be better for more people. I want to personally thrive, and I want those around me to thrive. I want a robust economy. I want everyone who wants to be part of a robust economy to to be part of a robust economy. I want to make more money and have more freedom and experience more fun. I want to feel stability. I want to be able to sense the ease in my community. I want there to be more getting along in my house and my town. I want to feel better. I want to be happy. I want to feel safe. I want to feel more sure. I want to move around the world and gravitate with others who feel as I feel. I want to be consciously aware of the way law of attraction is matching us up. I want to feel appreciation for everyone, no matter what side of my issues they're on. I want to understand the value they brought to the equation. And I want them to understand that I could not know who I am and how much I want this if they didn't know who they are and how much they want that. I want to resonate with the true balance of this time-space reality. I want to step back into the understanding that I had when I eagerly made the decision to come. I want thriving, not just mine, but everyone's. I want to be a thriver in an economy where others are thriving too. I want people to come out into the light. I want the happy-hearted to step forward and be the voices I'm hearing the most of. I want to be such a vibrational match to that myself that law of attraction can only yield mostly that to me. I want to feel good no matter what. I want to understand that things are always working out for me. I don't just want to say things are out for working out for me and not for you. I want things that are working out for all of us. I want the happiness of others as well as myself. And I don't want to divvy out happiness only to those who agree with me. I would like happiness to go to all of them. I would like all of them to feel happy. I would like all of them to feel empowered no matter what. I would like everyone to know that things are always working out for all of us. I would like everyone to understand there's a greater power, there's a greater source, that the vortex is more magnificent and bigger and more powerful than all of this put together over all of the eons of all of the years, because it's been born out of all of the conflicts. I want to trust my ability to focus in alignment with who I really am. I want to infuse myself with the resources of non-physical energy. I want to refresh and find the resources that are always offered to me. I want to recognize my own power to hook myself into this current or deprive myself of it. And I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt and give no one the power. I'm never going to say to anyone, and certainly not to myself, that you or anyone has the power to take me outside of this. I believe in the well-being of this time-space reality. I know there's no regression. I know for sure there's no going back. I know that whatever we think we live through, we put more in the vortex and we're all better for it. And for that, I'm appreciative of everyone who contributes. I now understand there's more in the vortex that will serve generations to come than has ever been seen before. There is more power in the vortex now. We have greater opportunity now to live as peaceful beings on the planet than ever before, because we've asked with stronger, more personal fervor. We're asking more sincerely from our personal perspective, which means our vortex is pulsing in a way for me individually than it ever has pulsed before. And oh, now with what I know about source energy, with what I know about the collective consciousness, with what I know about source energy focused on all those requests, I now know there is a current for well-being that is a stronger flow than has ever been before, which means that it will be easier for people to find here and there the flow of love. This will all die down. The drums that are beating in terms of hatred and division, they will die down simply because the physical mind does not have the capacity to hold yourself against the current that is natural to you. And that's the thing that's hurting your heart the most. You have entered a flawed premise. You believe there are mean, hateful people. And we say that's a flawed premise. There are more selfishly desire of feeling good people running around than you've ever known before. There are more people who want to be in their own vortex than have ever been rounding around before. There's more capacity, there's more opportunity. The energy is flowing faster. The pull this way is stronger. For the first time in all of the years we've been talking to any of you, the pull toward who you are is stronger than your ability to hold it away. This is a turning point. And as numbers of you accept the turning point and praise everything that brought it about, rather than stand in an attitude of condemnation, then you will begin to immediately experience the rewards, the benefits, the blessings, the raining down of what's been in your vortex all along. This is a breakthrough experience for all of you. And that's what Abraham said, that the vortex is powerful and the current is moving toward love. Finding the current that is moving toward love. There are so many things in life that are lovable. The essence of life is the opportunity to open our hearts and love more and more. And each of us has the freedom and the opportunity to find out what we love individually. What is it that I love? Well, you all know that I love birds. And I was eager this morning to get up early enough that I was able to go to the park. And I saw an osprey flying in circles and then do a magnificent dive and a huge crash into the water and scoop up a fish and fly off toward the west with a fish. It was thrilling. And I was there right at the perfect time to be able to see that osprey because he was only visible for a minute or less. And I was right there at the edge of that pond in that very minute. That is my vortex expressing itself. And as I continued on my walk, I flushed a wood duck. I don't know if you've ever seen a wood duck, but they are the most colorful, beautiful ducks. The males have all of these colors and a head that comes to a point in the back. Simply a magnificent creature. And I was there in the one moment that the wood duck was visible and then he was gone. And I tried to find another place to see him, but he was behind the island and I couldn't see him. But I did see him. And I have that visual image and I even have a couple of pictures of him that I'll get to look at later. That is love in action for me personally. Your love may be different. You may love your pets or your grandchildren or your friends or your home or the food that you prepare and feed to people that you love. You may love to travel. you may love to experience new things. You may love learning and exploring the world, speaking a new language. You may have amazing memories that you love, focusing on beautiful memories. Abraham says that's bringing the past into the now in a way that's beneficial to us, because everything's happening now, whether we're focused on a memory or focused on the future, and remembering our most connected moments is such a powerful thing for us to be doing. So we are getting to choose. We are getting to choose. And I had another Abraham quote that talked about Esther turning on the news and hearing things that she wanted to hear. And then she heard this and that and this and that. And she turned it off and thought, this is really a form of poison. It's information, but it's information that's pointed at our discouragement or our fear or our worry. As soon as one thing is resolved, the news media focuses on the next thing that's most likely to worry you. And Esther thought, that's unfortunate. And then she laughed at herself and she thought, but fortunately, I've control over what I listen to, where I point my focus. I have control over how I feel. I have control of how large or small my point of focus is. In other words, do I focus generally and find relief, or specifically on something I can't control and find discouragement or worry? Tending to your point of attraction is all that matters. What's going on in the world does not need to affect you. Well, if you focus on it, but it doesn't need to. It's just the relationship between your desire and your openness to allow the law of attraction to bring you the open doors to your desire. We like thinking about that. And in the previous quote, Abraham talked about all the open doors. The doors to freedom and stability and happiness and abundance and health and wholeness and joy. All of those things are a part of our vortex. And there is a flow that is rapid and beautiful, that is fueled by love. And as we find that within us that we love, whatever it is, each of us will have our own individual moments when our hearts just open and we look at the world as more magical, more beautiful, more fun, more exciting, more thrilling than ever before. And finding those things, following our bliss. Abraham talked about the phrase, following your bliss, and the value of that. And I got the phrase in meditation, my task is to bask, to find the things in life that I love, to think about and talk about the things that make me happy, to look for the sparkles and to look for the glimmers. There, I see memes all the time now on finding the glimmers, those points of light that appear here or there, a sun dog in a cloud, or sunlight moving across the water as the wind blows, or a rainbow in the sky, or the brightness on the eyes of a child, or an animal, or a bird. The beautiful colors of life, the flowers in the spring, the cherry blossoms. I saw a magnolia tree in full bloom the other day that was totally spectacular. And daffodils and hyacinths in bloom that smelled so delicious. It is a glorious time. Every time is a glorious time. And this time, this now time, is the time that we have to savor and to bask in the life that we're experiencing. Bask in the delicious shrimp I had for lunch. It was yummy. Shrimp scampi. Wow, it was delicious. I love my life. I love the conversations that I have with beautiful people. I love running into someone at the park and talking to them excitedly about the birds I saw this morning. The man who said, "Oh, I saw the osprey, but I didn't see him catch the fish." And to just grin at each other and share our excitement about life. It's a good life. It's a blessed life. And we are each living lives that have so much to be grateful for. We are in this magnificent place. And as I think of others who may appear to not be in a magnificent place right now, I am reminded what my beloved said. No one's excluded or set to the side. Each one's supported, loved, and supplied. And so I can't fix the world. I can't fix life for anybody else. But I can imagine people finding their bliss and being loved, supported, and supplied in the very best way for them in this moment. And I can send my love to all of the places in the world that I hear about. I can do what Mr. Rogers said and look for the helpers when I see something going wrong. And there are always helpers. And I can look for the ways where I can be a helper. And I can feel uplifted by uplifting someone else. And every day there are opportunities to simply smile or give a simple compliment or a gift or love. So I just see us all basking in the love that is the truth of who we are and following that wonderful flow of love through more and more open doors of happiness, health, peace, and abundance. So I invite you to stretch and smile in perfect timing to simply open your eyes and remember that life is good. And so it is.
So it is. So it is. Very nice, Kyle. Very nice. I picked up a wonderful phrase that you gave us, or that Abraham shared by way of you, and vortex expressing itself and tending to your point of attraction. Has stuck with me very, very deeply. So
cool.
Thank you. That was a great share.
Thank you.